New insight to some scandal in Britain, by the way, and unfolding. There's the Tories in deep trouble, and there's the head of Nicola Sturgeon's husband's been rearrested on the scandal around the SNP. So we'll get to Vincent McAvaney before 6 o'clock this morning. New insight into our beleaguered economy, though. Households are set to continue with financial pressure well into next year. So the latest infographics figures show we'll continue to have housing market stress, rising unemployment. Gareth Cannon is the chief forecaster, of course, with Infometrics, and is with us. Gareth, morning.
Morning, Mike.
What was your call on inflation this week? Did you get it about right? And second part of the question, are you worried about the non-tradable number?
Yeah, we're a little bit high on the inflation. It came in lower than we had expected. But in terms of non-tradable, yeah, that was the real headline earlier this week, with it just refusing to come down and, just adding to the pressures that interest rates are going to stay higher for longer, as the Reserve Bank has been indicating.
And is that part of the reason we're going to be suffering in 2025?
The longer you push that out, the sort of longer the time is that households are under pressure. And what we've really seen over the last few months is just those pressures really coming to bear. We've seen a bit more stress coming through in the housing market, more properties being listed, but, there's no buyers out there, so that's a place in pressure. And just the sort of weight of all those interest rate rises over the last 2.5 years or so, households just showing the signs that that is really causing them problems now.
And here's the problem that Adrian's got, and we've all got, as we look at the 5.8, the non-tradable stuff, and if it doesn't move, Adrian's only tool really is to kill the economy, keep killing it and killing it and killing it until something moves. How much pain is there before it happens?
Yeah, it's an incredibly blunt instrument, isn't it, when you put it like that? We've got unemployment. We thought unemployment was going to push up to 5%. We still think it's going to go there, probably over 5% next year. The fact that you've got those job losses, that income security is being eroded as well for households, so it sort of adds to the caution. It sounds very bleak, but this is still not GFC material. Even with the job losses over the last few weeks, they still tend to pale in comparison to what we had 15 years ago. So it's just part of it's a recalibration. Look, we had such a good time through COVID, not from being locked down, but in terms of all the money that was flowing around the economy, it was such a high. You're just coming off that. Everything feels like it's just pretty bleak in comparison.
Can you defend our performance, though, as a country? I mean, I'm reading this morning, they reckon, I can't remember who said it, but they reckon the UK is going to go for cuts in May. June looks set for the EU. America, who knows when, because they've got, spending and jobs and stuff, and they're actually doing reasonably well. The longer it goes here, do we look like an outlier?
Yeah, and I think there's got to be questions, I guess. Look, we're past blaming the Reserve Bank for being a bit slow to react. I don't think you can blame that for some of the sort of stickiness of non-tradable inflation now, really. There's probably bigger questions just about the lack of productivity in the New Zealand economy, our inability to kind of grow without generating inflation and without needing more workers. Those are the sort of fundamental issues. Plus, of course, the massive government stimulus that we had here, I think that is something that does tend to linger as well and cause problems. So, stuck down the bottom of the world, it's easy to have our own sort of little inflation bubble going on. But, yeah, you're right, we do increasingly look like a bit of an outlier.
What's your sense on Q1 in terms of GDP when we eventually get that number? I mean, everyone I talked to said, oh, look, there's a little bit of life there, tourism, immigration stuff. I'm less convinced that's the case now.
And I think there has been the case for some of those GDP numbers through the last year. Look, it might be slightly positive. It might be slightly negative, as we've seen over the last 12 months or so. But, gee, on a per capita basis, when you look at population growth running at close to 3%, any number around zero is not a good performance.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it very much. Gareth Cannon, who is the chief forecaster at Infometrics.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.